Oh, that liverwurst. You can make that with any liver, I guess.
You know how that's made?
I guess they just cook the liver and then, like you say, chop it up or put it in a blender or something. And I guess they'd have to use some of the juices from cooking it down, some of the stock to make it creamy enough to eat, and then mold it in a form and chill it and slice it, I would imagine.
What about something made out of blood?
Yeah, blood pudding. My mother liked that, but I've never tried it, and I'm sure I never will.
How did you make it?
I don't know. She ate it as a girl and told us about how good it was. She never attempted to make it because, well, I may sound finicky, but I was the one in the family. Mother and I were the ones that ate more things. Dad and the boys didn't eat anything but meat and potatoes and green beans or corn. So there's no way she could have cooked anything like that around them. They'd have just had a fit.
How did she say it tasted?
She liked it. I don't know how it tasted. It didn't sound very good. They used to do it when they butchered a cow or a pig, and they just catch the blood. It slipped the throat, and then they held a pan up and catch the blood when they drained it.
I don't guess y'all ever saw anything butchered.
I can remember seeing my grandmother go out and take and get a chicken and grab it by the head and just sort of whip her hand around, and it would not only break the chicken's neck and kill it, but it would usually just pop its head off. And then she'd go in and clean it. And I used to like to watch her clean them because it was kind of a sick thing to do, but it always made me sick. But I liked to do it. I liked to watch her anyway. And if there were any eggs in the hen inside of it, my grandfather liked those just boiled up. The yolk part usually, you know, was formed. And it was kind of sick. I guess every kid likes to do sick or scary things sometimes.
I don't guess the eggshell was very hard.
No, it doesn't form until it leaves, you know, the shell forms as it's coming out of the chicken, I think. We had chickens when I was little, but I don't recall a whole lot about them.
What if you had butter that was kept too long and it didn't taste right?
They rancid.
Okay. And milk it, you let it get thick. Call it
sour milk or oh, that was what we were talking about the other day, about the clabbered milk.
And the kind of something you make from that would be
cheese and cream cheese or cottage cheese.
Is that the same thing?
Those three things. Well, there's different kinds of cheeses, but cream cheese would be soured milk, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And same way with cottage cheese. I guess just different forms of it.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen those made.
The first thing you have to do after milking is get the impurities out. You have to
pasteurize the milk?
Or then maybe run it through a flour sack.
Oh, screen it, I guess.
They say they were going to get little hairs.
Filter it?
Uh-huh. Or another word for that.
Screen, filter, put it through a cheesecloth. I don't know.
What do you call that thing that...
A sieve? Sieve the milk?
I think it's strain it or...
Strain it, yeah.
And something kind of like a fruit pie, only it's got several layers of fruit and dough in it. Maybe
it'd
be made out of apples, you know, it would have a layer of dough and some apples and some more dough on top of that.
It just sounds like a pie, just an apple pie.
Did you ever hear of an apple slump or apple cobbler or pot pie or apple
front? An apple cobbler is not the same as an apple pie.
Yeah.